It's even been the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, they'll say. Kedoshim to you have you pushim, excuse me, min ha'arayas, min ha'avera, shekol malkom sha'ata motze gada erva, ata motze kedusha, loshen Rashi. On the one hand, Kedusha is associated with all mitzvahs. Asher kedshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. Every person or every area where there's Kedusha means that there are additional mitzvahs. We speak of Kedusha's kahuna. Kohanim have extra mitzvahs. We speak of Kedusha's Mikdash, the special dinim, special mitzvahs which govern Mikdash. So on one level, all mitzvahs build and reflect Kedusha, right? It's a cyclical relationship. On the one hand, it's Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvosof, the very fact of the mitzvah is Mekadesh. On the other hand, it's the Kiyum mitzvah, it's the compliance with the mitzvah, which is Mekadesh. It's an upward spiral. But that notwithstanding, Rashi is highlighting that arayos within the galaxy of mitzvahs stand up, and that Kedusha, in a sense, is more of a function, more dependent upon being gadol min harayos than it is on the general reality of Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosof. And l'chor the pshat, in the sense that the same way when you build a building, there's something functionally unique and singular about the foundation. Every brick you use is contributes towards the building that results. But the foundation obviously is singular in terms of its function within the overall building. In building Kedusha, there's foundation, there are fundamentals. And that's what Rashi is saying, and this is half of what the Rambam says in the Hakdamah to the Yad when he explains why Sefer Kedusha consists of, on the one hand, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, on the other hand, Hilchos Sefer Chamishi, Echlu bo mitzvah shel bios asuros u mitzvah shel machalos asuros. Lefisha b'shnei ha'inyanim ha'elu Kitchano Hamakom Behivdilanam Kedusha. And again, you juxtapose this Rambam with the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. In the Sharashim, where he explains that you only count specific mitzvahs in the Minyan Tarayag. You don't count a pasuk like Ushmatam es Chukosai, because that's not a distinct mitzvah. It's just being mezareis to keep all mitzvahs. So the Rambam says an example of that is Kedoshim Tiyu, v'hiskadishtem, because Kedusha is realized through all mitzvahs. So when you juxtapose the two. So again, it's this idea that emerges. Every mitzvah expresses and creates and contributes the Kedusha, but in terms of foundation, so it's dafka these two areas. And half of that idea is reflected in Rashi also. Rashi doesn't have the Machalas Asuras here, but the idea of Geder Erva. Aval b'toras kohanim ma'isi stam pushim to you. Meaning that's Rashi's Havana in the Toras Kohanim. Rashi said that Pushim Tiyu, just contextually, given where Rashi is coming from, is easy to understand, right? This pasuk, the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, is coming on the heels of the end of Achrei Mos, which concludes with the parsha of Arayis. Aval b'toras kohanim ma'isi stam pushim to you. V'chein shanu sham v'skadishtam isim kadosh min kikadosh ani Hashem. K'shem shani kadosh kach atem to you kadoshim. K'shem shani parosh kach atem to you pushim. U'lefi daiti eina pushis hazo lifrosh min arayis k'dvei harav. Rashi's understanding of the Prishus is sort of doubly restrictive, according to the Ramban. Number one, it's Arayis, Dafka, that area of Torah. And number two, even there, even within that area of Torah, it's simply reinforcing what is already specified and already taught and already dictated in the Torah, as opposed to right, what we're about to see here, Be'ez Hashem. Aval ha-prishus hi ha-muzkaris b'chol makom b'talmud, she-ba'oleho nikram prushim. When you find in Shas prushim, it doesn't mean just people who are meticulous, scrupulous about observing Parshas Achrei Mos, Parshas Arayos, but inyan ki haTorah hishira ba'arayos u'ma'acholim ha'asurim, v'hitira habiyo ish be'ishto, v'achilas habosu v'hayayin. Imkein, yimtza ba'al atay v'mokom liyos shotuf b'zimas ishto o noshov harabos, Leos kisove yain u kazol le bosolomo. Vidabir kirtsono bachol hanavolos. Shalahuska isu zebato. Vihina yia novel bishusato. Lefirer bo hakos of achri shapirit ha isurim shaosa osam legamre. Vitsiva bedova kloli. Shania pusha min hamosaros. You might be Mishgal, Kenyan Shamu Shall you, Tamil Chacham and Sun, Epsilon Shasan Katanagolan, below your Shame Shall Kafi Atsoch, Bekim Hamitzvah Mimenu, the Kaddish Atzmo and Hayayan Bemiuto, Kamosha Kara Hakos of Hanazir Kadosh, the Yisko Haros and Nizkaros Mimenu Betor, Benoch, Belot, the Kenyafish Atzmo and Hatuma, Afopish Lahusanum Mimenu Betorah. Inyan shehizkiru big de amo oretz medrus la prushim. V'kamosh nikra hanozer kadosh b'shamo mitumas hameis, gamken. V'gam yishmo pivu l'shono mihis goel beribo ha'achila ha'gaso, min hadibo hanimas. So what does Ramban say? The Ramban says that absent, this is it's clear it's clear and compelling. This is what the Ramban means, but it's just important to make sure that we have it straight. When the Ramban talks about novel b'shus haTorah, there is no such thing. There is no such thing as being a novel b'shus haTorah. The Ramban says if you wouldn't have a pasuk of Kedoshim to you, so then that possibility would have existed, and that's what the pasuk of Kedoshim to you comes to, as it were, close what would otherwise be a gap, what would otherwise be a breach, that would invite a person to be a noble Vishwas HaTaros HaKadoshim to you closes that, and there is no such thing. Now, if a person would be Shotuf B'Zimas Ishto, or would be or B'Achilas Boso U'Shasiyas Yayin, Kisove Yayin and Kizolei Boso, so then he's violating Kadoshim Tiyu. So it's not Vishwas HaTaros. The noble Vishwas HaTaros is what would have been absent the Pasuk of Kadoshim Tiyu. So, at first glance, what the Ramban is telling us is that there's a chiyuv for a person to recognize within Torah, within mitzvahs, certain core values, certain orienting principles, and to then extrapolate based upon those core values and principles beyond the specific mitzvahs which we have. So the Torah curbs the Yetzer Hara through the long list of Arayos and Bios Asuras. The Ibn Ezra and the Rambam say that on the level of Tamei Mitzvahs, that the Arayos include those relatives that a person is most likely to spend time with. And it's dafka here where a person could have become a novel in terms of being shotuf bezima. So the Torah has mitzvahs. We're supposed to recognize not just the gufa mitzvah, we're supposed to recognize the lev mitzvah, the nishmas mitzvah as well, the core value, the principle, which inheres, and then extrapolate and apply it in other circumstances. Case in point, that Kedoshim Tiyu says, learn the lesson of Arayas, learn the lesson of Acholos Asuros, and therefore don't only avoid Arayos and Bios Asuros and Nevelos Atreifos, but even in one's own personal married life, even within one's achila of kosher food, of kosher products, that a person should be moderate, and that there should be a degree of precious, there should be a degree of abstinence in how a person lives. So l'fum riata, again, what Kedoshim Tiyu says is this chiyuv to extrapolate and to apply. And that's what the Ramban says. V'chein derech haTorah, I'm skipping a few lines. V'chein derech haTorah lifrot v'lichlo b'chayotze b'zeh. And this is not an isolated case in the Torah, but this is fundamental to the Torah's whole approach of teaching and instructing. That first the Torah specifies, and then it generalizes. So, for instance, ki achrei azhoras pirte hadinin b'chol maso matan shebein b'nei adam. So the Torah gives us many, many specifics regulating our interaction ben adam lechaveru l'tigna l'sigza l'sonu u'shor ha'zoros ama b'chlal v'asisa yashavato. So then the Torah says, recognize what those core values are ben adam lechaveru, and now apply them even beyond just literally, is this gneva, is this gezel, is this onas mamon, is this onas dvar, right? Apply it beyond that. Sheyachnis ba'asiyas hayosh v'ha'ashvaya lifnim yishur sadin kasha afarish v'hagiyah limkomo v'tzoran HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. But the emphasis is that what Kedoshim Tiyu and the Ramban means is not only this. It's not only that, again, if you sort of depict it spatially, it's not only sort of that without Kedoshim Tiyu, so you have this corpus of mitzvahs, arayas, biras asuras, etc., halachas of dibur, lo selech rochel b'amecha, etc. And then based on Kedoshim Tiyu, it's enlarged. Because Kedoshim Tiyu says, extrapolate and apply. And absent Kedoshim Tiyu, a person is left with a very constricted and truncated version, a very incomplete version of Torah Mitzvahs. What the Ramban is saying runs much deeper than that. It's l'chora, when the Ramban said what a person would have been absent the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, he says a person would have been a novel b'shus HaTorah. So what does the word novel mean? What's the taicha of the word novel? So Ramban later in Ha'azinu, on the pasuk of, if the Ramban you're using has a Devarim in it, so you can take a look at Rabbi Yossi. Hal Hashem tigma luzos am novel v'lochocha right before sheni, halo hu avicha kanecha hu oscha v'yichonenecha. So am novel v'lochocha. So the Ramban says, with the feet daiti, ha'osa tovas chinam yikore nadiv. When a person who does a toiva, he bestows kindness, some benefaction, and no vested interest, no indebtedness on his part. Yikore nadiv. Umeshalim ra'a, what's the opposite end of the spectrum? A person who repays good with bad. Umeshalim ra'a, the misha hativimo yikori novel. V'hu sha'ama lo yikari ol the novel nadiv ki hu hopcha. L'kach omu al novel ha'kameli kishmo kein hu. Novel shmo hu nevela imo. Ki David asa imo tova v'hu lo ratza l'shalom lo gemu. Then the Ramban suggests that maybe the etymology of the word novel is that beis and pei, again, in the grouping of the various letters of the alphabet, so beis and pei are grouped together, so that they're sometimes interchangeable. So yitachin sheyikarikein ba'avo shehu nofel mibnei adam. Kasha yomar ke'ela novelis oleha. Like a tree whose leaves are falling off, right? So novlos are things that fall off. Again, novel, nofel. So a novel is someone who's nofel mibnei adam. He's a person, but he doesn't live up to that. But his conduct is not equal to what he is, right? He falls short of the mark. V'yikaru ha-mesa nevela she'nafla va'aretz va'mesa. Right? Only something alive can hold itself up. Something, an animal that dies, so it falls. It crumbles to the ground. So a novel is, again, in its original context, is someone who is indebted, who should be makir tova, and instead he's mishalim ra'a l'misha heitiv imo. So it's not only that he isn't actively doing what's right, it's not only that he's actively doing something wrong, but there's sort of the ultimate contradiction in what he's doing. Here's a person who's my benefactor, and not only don't I acknowledge it, but I'm repaying him with ra'a tachas tova. That sort of ultimate nefila from the norms of decency. Again, in the form of contradiction. The Ksav HaKabbalah says in it's not, I don't know if it's the same, but it's even, I don't know, the point is even it's easier to see more sharply. He says nevela is something when you have, let's say, an animal dies. So initially, right, before the its carcass will begin to decompose, so outwardly, the animal looks no different than it did a second ago when it was alive. So the outer shell or the outer crust is there, but the inner defining essential quality is missing. And in that sense, it's almost a fraud, as it were, right? If you were looking to buy a pet and you think the pet is sleeping and it turns out that the pet is dead, so it's mamash mekach toras. It's not a slight difference. When you have this lifeless shell, this hollow or emptiness, which is covered over on the surface, so that's nevela, the Ksav HaKabbalah says. It's similar to this Ramban, not identical but similar. Either way, the pshat in the Ramban's novel B'shus HaTorah, we'll say, is not only that if a person isn't Mekayim Kedoshim Tiyu, so he's living within this constricted version of Torah, it's that he makes a caricature of that part of Torah. It's not only that Torah instructs us more than just being Nizam and Arayos, more than just being Nizam and Macholos Asuros, and if I'm not Mekayim Achron Atzlan Kedoshim Tiyu, so I'm missing all that more. No, what the Ramban is telling us is that without Kedoshim, I'm making a caricature of the explicit parts of Torah. If a person is Nizam and Macholos Asuros, but eats achila gasa of kosher food. So that, it's not just that that's, that he's missing, again, all the, as it were, the simanim and se'ifim, which are generated by the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu. No, it makes a lie out of his zehiros in the Macholos Asuros. Because the core, the inner core of those mitzvahs, Bein Hayeser, part of that inner core is the moderation, the degree of abstinence. And when the person combines sort of this life of lack of restraint, but all the food's going to be kosher. So then that makes a caricature out of what kashrus is. So it's not only that absent kedoshim tiyu, that's what it means. He'd be a novel b'shus ha-Torah. It means that even in those parts of Torah, he would be falling short. Even in parshas achrimos, the person would be falling short if he was short of b'zimas ishto. Even in parshas shmini, in terms of macholos asuros, if the person can eat, can be living hedonistically, so he's falling short, not only in that area. No, he's falling short in Parsha Shmini. That's the significance, or say it, plug in the Ksava Kabbalah, so then it's easier to see, but it's there within the Ramban. You have this outer core, but the outer shell without the inside is a caricature. Is a caricature. If someone tells you that they're gonna introduce you to an Adam Gadol, so you get all excited, and then they show you. See, he's right there. He's waiting for you. And then you get closer. You see, it's an ingenious wax statue of that person. So that's a cruel hoax. It's not just that it isn't the person; it's a hoax, right? When you have something where you have an outer shell, and you don't have the essential inner core. So that's a caricature of what's supposed to be. And that's the omek hapshat here in the Ramban's Kedoshim Tiyu. Absent everything, it's not just that the fullness of Torah requires Kedoshim Tiyu. Everything in Torah requires Kedoshim Tiyu. The same way, if a person can figure out how to sort of wrong his friend, but it won't be technically Gneva, it won't be technically Gezel, it won't be technically Fneiva. So it's not just that he's being Oven Vasisa Yoshev HaTov, he's making a caricature out of the Lo Tignovu. He's making a caricature out of the Lo Sigzel. You know, as we, b'chaste Hashem, in this country, havdil in Eretz Yisrael as well, are emerging from the pandemic, It's obviously not the case in some other parts of the world. So the pandemic imposed willy-nilly degrees of precious upon us in all the disruption that it created. So in many areas, we should be very eager to be able to be back in the Beis Medrash, to be able to be back in Shul. And all that, we want to revert back, at the very least, to status quo ante. But there were some sort of patterns that were disrupted, which we don't necessarily want to go back to. In terms of maybe certain types of excess that weren't consistent with the Kedoshim Teyu. Once we accurately understand what the novel Rishus HaTorah means, that it's indispensable for Kol HaTorah Kula, it's almost impossible to exaggerate the importance. Almost impossible to exaggerate the centrality. In both learning as well as appreciating Torah mitzvahs, so we need to recognize and maintain the right balance. On the one hand, there's maybe taking a little bit of a homiletical license. There's klaloseha misinai, that there are values and there are principles. On the other hand, there's protoseha misinai. It's not enough to say that, you know, I'm going to eat moderately. So hayos that I'm eating moderately, I'll have a cheeseburger for lunch. So obviously that's also a terrible distortion, and also would make a caricature of Torah. But in paying scrupulous attention to the protoseha, we shouldn't lose sight of the klaloseha. In focusing on the klaloseha, we shouldn't in any way lessen our commitment and our zeal to the dikduk b'protoseha. The third example that the Ramban gives of lifot v'lichlal. So the first is our kedushin tiyu. The second is v'asisa yoshev atov, and the third is v'chein be'inyan haShabbos. The Ramban says osa hamalachos b'lav v'hatrochem be'esei kol lishanem atishbos. Again, Issum Halacha on the one hand is Pratim and Pirtei Pratim, all of which are vital, and the Torah Shlema. But Me'idach Gisa, Shabbos isn't just a day of technical compliance with Issum Halacha. It's a day of Tishbos that a person has respite from mundane, and a person is supposed to recognize that in Issum Halacha. He's supposed to recognize that klal in Issum Halacha, and that should inform the way a person, again, not only what he abstains from on Shabbos, but how he spends the day of Shabbos. I think the Mefarshim explained, let's say, for instance, you have in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. So, El Adram Shetziva Hashem Lasa Sosam, Sheshes Yom Tayosam Elocha, Vayom Shvi Elochem Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos on Hashem, So what's the El Adram Shetziva Hashem Lasa Sosam? So some of Farshim say the Lasa Sosam is referring to the Melachas HaMishkan, but the Torah, before proceeding to that, Shetziva Hashem Lasa Sosam says, but just remember, have in mind that everything I tell you about the Mishkan is not on Shabbos, not to be Mechal Shabbos. Now they say, no, it says, El Adram Shetziva Hashem Lasa Sosam, and then it's a Shabbos. So the Lasa Sosam refers to Shabbos. Aye, but the Torah just proceeds to tell us what not to do. It says, Kol Osav Amalocha Yumas, and Osav Aru Eish, B'chol Mishu Sagam Yom HaShabbos. So that's exactly this idea of the Ramban, that yes, the outer expression, again, the Pratoseha, which is equally absolutely crucial, indispensable, vital. The pratoseha on the pratiyastika level, it's shalolasos. But the core, the shalolasos, it means that a person is creating a mindset to be able to do. To be able to do in Ruchnias, in Torah, in Avodas Hashem. The losas in Melacha is lasas. The core of the losas in Melacha is the lasas. That's why when let's say if we're thinking about something, and it seems to us that we can't really correlate the proposed action, activity, whatever it is, with anything specific in Hilchos Shabbos, but we sort of have a sense, well, it's not Shabbos day. So the way that should register is, not that it's really mutter, but, you know, it's not Shabbos Dik. No, if it's not Shabbos Dik, so then it's not mutter, because that's exactly this klal of lifod v'lichlol, and the fact that it doesn't align with the malacha of ma'abed or any of the other malachas doesn't mean that the default is that it's mutter. No, it means that it could be part of the lichlol, not necessarily part of the lifrot. certainly one perspective, but by no means exclusive or absolute, but one perspective on this Derech HaTorah that the Ramban is talking about of Lifot V'Lichlol is the fact that for Torah to be given to us as it was and is it intended, so Torah needs on one level to be finite. We're finite. We need to be able to finish the Chumash. We need to be able to have a cycle of Kriyas HaTorah where we make our way through Chumash. The number of different types of situations that Shishim Ribo individuals will find themselves in over the course of millennia is, for all practical purposes, not literally so obviously, but for all practical purposes, virtually infinite. So clearly the Torah cannot, because of our limitations, cannot specifically address every circumstance that every single Yachid will encounter over the course of his lifetime. I don't know, you'd have to live longer than Mr. Shalach to, you know, get through one cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, were that the case. So it has to be Lifot V'Lichlol. It has to be that the Torah imparts core values and illustrates what principles should be. And then beyond that, it's V'idach Zel Gemur. It just, because of who we are, what we are, it's unimaginable that it could be otherwise. My father Zichron Levracha used to juxtapose to this Ramban that what he understood to be a similar idea in the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim comments on the Gemara in Brachos in the second parak. But the Gemara says, "La'olam yehi adam orim beyira," right? Literally, a person should be cunning in his yira shamayim. So, what does that mean? Again, so orim there in a positive sense, not intended for with an association with a nachash haya orim mikol chayas hasada. Orim in again, orim just means the same way genius. There can be good genius, there can be evil genius. Orim cunning. So what does it mean to be cunning in Yiras Hashem? So the Sefer Chassidim gives, I think, two examples from Chumash of what it means to be Orim B'Yira. One is from Parshas Matos. In Parshas Matos, the Torah records that after the Melchoma against the Midian, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and Vayikzov Moshe al Pekudei HaChoel. Moshe Rabbeinu angrily rebukes the officers, and it says, "Hachi yisem kol nekeva." How could you do such a thing? Hein hein ahayu. They were the provocateurs for the for chait and the magefa that ensued. So how could you have spared them? So the Sefer Chassidim has a remarkable he'ara. It says when you look at the marching orders that they were given when they went out to fight Midian, so they were never told to kill the women. And yet, when they come back, Moshe Rabbeinu has this grievance against them. Hachi yisem kol nekeva. Sef says the Sefer Chassidim, no, that's the Olam here, Olam B'Yira. They should have understood. They should have understood. How are they supposed to understand? So that's exactly this idea of the Ramban, of Lifot V'Lichlol. Based on all the Pratim of Torah, a person is supposed to then be able to extrapolate to situations which are not literally explicitly described in Chumash, in Shas, in Shulchan Aruch. I think the second example the Sefer Chassidim gives is from Bilam in Vayichar Felukim Ki Holechu. What do you mean Vayichar Felukim Ki Holechu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him permission. So what do you mean Vayichar Felukim Ki Holechu? He should have understood. Im likra l'cho b'on Hashem kum leichimam be'efes adova she'adaber elecha also sishmur l'daber. Forget how the pasuk goes. It should have been clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of begrudgingly saying, you know, if you're bent on going, go, but that's sort of like Rashi has at the beginning of Parsha Shlach. If you're bent on sending the Meraglim, I'm not going to stop you from sending the Meraglim. But clearly that doesn't mean that there was any approval. The Kli Yakar has a similar idea in the following context. In the different opinions in Chazal as to what the chait of Nadav Avihu was. So one of the opinions that Rashi quotes, also, is that they were Shesuye Yayin when they were Makriv the Ketores. And what's the Raya? Because right after the Torah narrates the death of Nadav Avihu, it says that Veidaber Hashem El Aaron Yayin V'Sheicha El Teish Atov Anach Itoch. So the Kli Yakar says, shouldn't it be punkfaket? If you see the mitzvah hasn't been given yet, then al kochach, that couldn't have been the Avera. Because if the parasha of Shesuye Yayin is first being taught now, so that's the best proof that that couldn't have been. Go find something that's in Parshas Yisro. Find something that's in Parshas Mishpatim. It can't be something that's first being taught after the demise of Nadav Avihu. And the Kli Yakar says no, because they should have understood. Hagam that it hadn't been said. The expectation was that they should have understood that a Kohen who's Shasu Yayin shouldn't have done the avoda. It's not identical. It's not exactly what the Ramban is saying. The common denominator, the Tzad Hashava, is the need to know what to do even when. And the requirement, even when a circumstance is not explicitly addressed. Lav dafka, again, how could you know? Maybe it can be simple svara that tells you, or the Ramban is telling you it's based on the lifrot, that the ability lichlol is based on the lifrot. So I don't mean to identify, but there's a certain overlap between what they're saying. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Good chance for this.